Romans chapter 14. Receive him that is weak in the faith, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believes that he can eat all things, another who is weak eats vegetables. Let him that eats not despise him that doesn't eat, and let him who doesn't eat not judge him that eats, for God has received him. Who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yes, he is able to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regards the day regards it to the Lord, and he that doesn't regard the day to the Lord, he doesn't regard it. He that eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he that doesn't eat, to the Lord he doesn't eat, and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live to the Lord. And whether we die to the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For this purpose Christ died and rose and revived, so that he would be Lord both of the dead and living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you speak ill of your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us therefore not judge each other any more, but judge this rather, that no man puts a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. For if your brother is grieved with your food, you are not walking in love. Don't destroy him with your food for whom Christ died. So, don't let your good be evil spoken about. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God, and approved by men. Let us therefore pursue the things that make for peace, and things with which we edify each other. Don't destroy the work of God for food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he that doesn't condemn himself in the thing that he allows. And he that doubts is damned if he eats, because he doesn't eat in faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin.